Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Since 1942, Telly's certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today.
Number one on what's trending, it's the Red Friday in KC. The Chiefs getting set to take on the Colts. We all know the implications with the noon kick there at Arrowhead. We'll talk more about it throughout the remainder of the show today. Getting you closer to kickoff. A couple things on the injury front from yesterday, and then we'll hear perhaps from Andy at one. Also, Travis Kelce at some point is expected to speak. Sometimes he'll be at the podium before we get off the air. So if that's the case, we'll carry some of that. But Isaiah Pacheco, Kingsley Sumatia, and Xavier Worthy were all limited yesterday. Worthy, it's that ankle again. Kingsley, we all know he's still got a concussion protocol. And then Pacheco, it still stems from the knee sprain that he's been dealing with for weeks.
But although he is expected to play this Sunday, Kingsley's more the one in question. I would assume Worthy would play as well. Next up on Watch Training, Sam Laporta had back surgery. His injury went from bad to worse. Is now unlikely to return this season. That according to head coach Dan Campbell at their press conference earlier this year. So a major blow to a team that you and I were both thinking was going to make the playoffs. I don't know, man. No Sam Laporta.
I still think they will.
And the 8-seeded Detroit Lions certainly makes that slightly more in question. Jackson Dart officially ruled out. Mike Kafka said he won't play on Sunday, targeting a return next week. Bucky Irving targeting a return next week as well.
And the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, he hasn't played in forever. And the Cincinnati Bengals are officially listing Joe Burrow as questionable. They have said that they will not make a decision until later in the weekend. They have until 3 o'clock on Saturday to make a decision about whether or not him onto the roster.
Also, some reports out of Cincy that they might have Joe Burrow be a two-way player and play cornerback as well.
That's right.
If he can play all-pro level corner, then maybe it'll actually work out for Cincy.
If he does that, he's the MVP, hands down. I don't care if he's only played one game.
Okay.
I'll agree to call him the MVP if he gets him in the playoffs. Wins the next seven games in a row against every tiebreaker.
College football locally, MU taking on Oklahoma. There's a chance Prabula could be back in the mix on Sunday.
Questionable, right? They upgraded.
That's right. KU at Iowa State, probably the best path if you think Kansas could get to bowl eligibility. They got to have this one. They still have Utah on the schedule, but feels like this is the one they got to have. They are 3-point dogs. K-State, 17.5 point underdogs on the road at Utah. I actually think K-State can cover. I don't know if they're going to hang in terms of making a one-score game, but I think they can cover the 17.5 against Utah.
Next up on Watch Training, local college hoops last night right here on 96.5 The Fan. Kansas State winners over Mississippi State. We'll take on Nebraska tonight down at T-Mobile Center. If you're looking to catch some local hoops, P.J. Haggerty was awesome.
Yeah.
Had over 30 last night in the Wildcats win.
It looked good.
He's right now. He's like top five odds for National Player of the Year.
That's off to a very good start.
They're off to a 5-0 start. He's kicking ass, and they're looking pretty good right now on the K-State. And Missouri and Kansas won't play until early next week, Monday and Tuesday, I believe.
Yeah, that was impressive last night against an SEC school.
I will say Darren Peterson's not going to go to Vegas for their two-game stretch that he's not ready to play two games in a row that close. So
yeah.
Probably maybe UConn.
Evidently, it was not load management.
Yeah, we talked about that early in the week. Last week, everybody, to me, unnecessarily, were trying to act like this kid was just holding out and not wanting to play. No, he's got a real injury, and they're going to be cautious because they have no chance of doing anything with him missing a huge, huge chunk of the season. Get him right, hopefully for UConn, hopefully for Mizzou, if we're being honest, too.
Correct.
That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Also, you did mention that the Royals do have till 4 o'clock this afternoon to tender a contract to one Jonathan India.
It's just the way veterans work.
Keep an eye on it.
He's expected to make $7.5 million or something But they could choose to waive him and owe him nothing and just allow him to become a free agent. I don't think they'll do that.
Yep.
But, you know, for some reason that happens. I bet Carrington will get you covered.
Wasn't planning on talking about this. We can address it for a second because I saw a couple texts come in, 913-586-7965. A few people mentioning from yesterday the news that the Texans had waived their running back, Damian Pierce, and as if the Chiefs should sign him. Too late.
I don't need another mediocre running back. Thanks.
Too late. If this was week two or three, sure. If this was the offseason, sure. He has basically been inactive almost every single game, I think. Maybe he's played.
Or they don't like him?
Well, Woody Marks and Nick Chubb have been doing a better job. So he's been inactive. Remember, they also had Joe Mixon, who's been inactive. Like, he couldn't get on the field for the Texans. You really think he's going to jump in end of November and do anything for this team? Guys, Elijah Mitchell has been inactive all but one game. Breshard Smith, as you said, Cody, barely can get playing time. Who is he active over? Not over Breshard Smith, not over Kareem Hunt, not over Isaiah Pacheco. So unless you want to sign him in like January to a futures contract or whatever they call it.
Yeah, the old Tyquan Thornton deal,
fine,
sure.
Fine, you want to do that because next year the only running back you have under contract is Breshard Smith? Fine. But in terms of if you think signing him is doing anything for this year, no.
If they come back and they're right, I will say, and this is the only way in which Damian Pierce applies to this conversation at the moment. If it is October 1st, or no, September 1st next year, whenever the first game of the year is,
yeah,
and their damn running back room is, they gave Isaiah Pacheco a one-year deal, and they brought back Kareem Hunt and Breshard Smith. I'm going to lose it.
I don't think they will.
If they run back this aging running back room again, yeah, I'll be furious. I don't think they're going to do that. Even if it's just Breshard Smith and Damian Pierce, which feels like the same thing but different, at least it's not the same thing. They got to draft a running back anyway.
I agree.
That's the range I would be in. Breshard can have a role and role can continue to grow, but yeah, there's still like a limitation in it. And then meanwhile, I watched the game last night. And one, I mean, I can't help but be more impressed with the Texans and realize that they're not going to go down without a fight in the final wild card spot standings. I still think if you can't get past the Texans, then the Texans don't matter for the Chiefs making the playoffs in the sense that if they can't get past the Texans, they weren't getting past the other three teams, like the Chargers and the Jags and these other teams that stand, I think, still more in their way into the postseason. Their pass rush is real. They're going to make every game ugly. And that game 2 weeks from now, when they take on the Texans, is going to be a fight. Bigger takeaway in that game than even them is the Bills look so meh. In a weird way, despite the fact I know they are two games better than the Chiefs in the standings, they look worse. They look worse than the Chiefs. I'm less convinced they could make a run is maybe the better way of putting it. They got real roster problems. They got hurt in the game.
I mean, some of it is injuries now. Man. I mean, that last night they had guys just dropping left and right. I think some of it is what we know. The Bills get up for playing the Chiefs. They, you know, like it's always been like a joke, but I actually think there's validity to it. The Bills treat the Chiefs regular season game like a mini Super Bowl.
Yep.
And they play their best football. And this year, though, that win over Kansas City could be devastating for the Chiefs. It hasn't been in the past, but it could be devastating for the Chiefs. But the Bills clearly played their best game against them, and they haven't looked great since. You know, they beat the Bucs by double digits. Josh Allen had to go hero ball, and he was ridiculous. 6 touchdowns, mm-hmm. You know, tied a record to be able to do that, 3 passing, 3 rushing. When he's not able to do that, they're very mediocre offensively. And so it is a bizarre time in the AFC right now. You've got a Chiefs team that is very much on the verge of not making the playoffs, depending on Sunday's result and then moving forward. Bills, you've got a Ravens team that currently is not in it, although we all kind of think they're going to win the North, but still they're not there yet.
And then they're two games back, you know?
And then the Bills, well, I think the Bills will be a wild card team. The division to me is over for the Bills. They're going to probably be a 5 or 6 seed. They have so many injuries, and one of their top receivers, they've been benching the last 2 weeks because they don't like how he's handling his business, yet they don't have anybody to throw the football to other than Khalil Shakir right now. It's weird, man, with it is this outlier type of season.
Specifically in the AFC. The NFC is not that weird. Tampa Bay's leading their division. Philadelphia's leading their division. I don't look over at the NFC and be like, what happened over here? No, it's all the teams you'd expect. Like, it legitimately is, for the most part, the NFC is going, I would say, to plan, other than Chicago outperforming themselves maybe slightly more. Although there's plenty of people who thought Chicago was going to be a playoff team. But you're telling me right now, Bo Nix in year two, who's not even playing that well, Drake May, who's playing really well in year two, and Daniel Jones off the street are the three best teams in the AFC? Meanwhile, the Ravens and Chiefs would miss if the playoffs started today, and Josh Allen's team would be sitting in the 6th seed looking like I don't know, average team, it doesn't make any sense right now. And I can't figure out if it's just I should accept that it's a weird year for the AFC and this is the way it's going to be, or if at some point the upside down is going to get flipped right.
Well, seven games.
And we're going to stop looking at, maybe not the standings, but the teams will feel right.
Yeah, I mean, it's if the Chiefs were to make the playoffs, it means they probably have won 6 of 7 or they've won 7 in a row. And so everybody will probably be right back on board and thinking, oh, my gosh, look out, here they come. The question is, do they have that in them? Do they have 6 of 7 in them? Do they have, can they win out? I don't think that's going to happen.
I got to say.
And Sunday, this game on Sunday is everything. It just is. Yeah, it keeps you, it's not necessarily a play-in game, but it definitely is a play-out game for Kansas City against the Colts. They play in, you got to keep joining the party and continue on the tour. You lose, they're not winning out. So that's why it's all about Sunday. Because I think, as you were mentioning earlier, we could be sitting here a week from Monday and suddenly the team's 7-5 if they handle their business, and it's a whole different feeling moving forward. But they're at a point now where they have to win at least 3 of their games against the combination of
Texans,
Colts, Texans, Broncos, Chargers.
Yeah.
They have to win 3 of those.
They can afford one loss, and that means they can't lose anywhere else.
Right.
Like, they're going to have to steal.
Or if they were to slip up against the Cowboys, they have to run the table against those teams.
I would say, of all the stats I pointed out, offensively and defensively, that actually point to the Chiefs being significantly better than 5-5, there is one stat I can't, that is the single most concerning stat for the Chiefs, and that is their record against teams currently in the playoffs. They are 0-5. They are 0-5. Against teams actively in the playoff field. You want to know the other teams who do not have a win against a playoff team right now? There are 4 of them who also are 5 total, but 4 others.
The Titans.
Correct. The Titans are 0-6 against playoff teams. You want to keep taking a guess? Yes, bad teams will be here.
The Jets.
The Jets, 0-5 against playoff teams.
I can't say the Raiders. They beat the Patriots week 1.
Nope, not them. They're good. They're safe.
Did I say the Saints?
Nope, they're 0-7. Yeah. Against teams actively in the current playoff field, you're missing 1. So far, you're 3-3.
Well, it's pretty easy. I mean, I'm trying to think who are the other bottom 4 teams in the
Arizona Cardinals is the last one. You might have gotten through a few on those. Saints, Titans, Cardinals, and Jets, who might have 7 wins between them, are the other teams who do not have a single win against teams currently in a playoff spot. The hell is going on? And so that goes back to on Wednesday when I came in and we were talking about Travis Kelce's comments and all this other stuff, and the thing that feels off about this team and yet feels still so obtainable for this team, and it does start with this game against the Colts on Sunday. And that's where, like, when I watch, at least I know this for the Chiefs, I'll say, is that for the Ravens, going back to the Bills game last night, the Texans, if the Chiefs do get it together and get the playoffs, in which you and I both think they'll have to go 6-1, which means they'll be going into the playoffs playing good football. I have to, in order to have won 6 of 7 games. This is not a playoff field I deeply fear. I do not deeply fear the Bills, or the Colts, or the Broncos, or the Titans, or any of these teams. The Steelers, the Ravens. They are all, at their core, flawed teams, similar to Kansas City's fault. They've done a better job of winning this year. Mm-hmm. But there is no perfect AFC team this year.
913-586-7965. Someone says, what happens if they lose the next 2 weeks?
Well,
what do you do from there when you know you're not going to the playoffs? Yeah, well, then they're just like a lot of teams, a lot of years, which is...
Play Breshard Smith a lot more.
You play Breshard Smith, but like they still are trying to win football games down the stretch. Like they're not pulling Patrick Mahomes the final month of the season.
They'll just pray that a bunch of teams fail.
They'll still, in their mind, think that we win some games and the math will hopefully work out in their favor with tiebreakers. I mean, it'll suck, but like that's... Look, if you've lived in Kansas City long enough, like that is what happens for a majority of teams in the NFL. We've been spoiled that the Chiefs haven't missed the playoffs since 2014. So happens in just about every city, if in fact that's what occurs.
Normally,
I think they're winning Sunday, though.
Normally it's a major injury that causes that. Over on Twitch, Dan says, feels like an NFC Super Bowl year. I can't disagree with that. Based on the mediocrity of the AFC, it definitely feels like a Eagles-Rams NFC title game to go win the Super Bowl kind of championship game.
I mean, it'll go down that way,
but you know what I'm saying.
I get the thought, but you guys know how this goes. If whoever comes out of the AFC will have been playing pretty good football as well. If you're saying, will they be the underdog in the Super Bowl, if it's like the Colts or the Broncos or Patriots, and it's the Rams on the other side, sure. I don't know many people that would be picking the Rams to lose to the Colts in the Super Bowl, if that's what you're asking. If that's actually the matchup that it came to be, Stafford MVP winner maybe against Daniel Jones, or Drake May against Stafford, that would be, if the Chiefs are not there, that would be a very interesting Super Bowl matchup with May and Stafford. But I just think by the time we get there, you know this, we've seen it enough with the Chiefs. I mean, this once you get to the Super Bowl, man, anybody can beat anybody in that game.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who the better team is going into the game. Because, you know, the 16-0 Patriots still lost to the Giants squad, you know? 16-0 regular season.
Yeah, I know what
Patriots
you mean. Yeah.
Still lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl. So it feels like the NFC is the better conference. I can't disagree with that.
I like the optimism from somebody. I said, Monday at this time, you guys will be listening, hearing you guys talk about an amazing win. I hope that's the case. It'd be a hell of a lot more fun than Monday, which would be otherwise kind
of... last couple of Mondays suck.
Monday would be basically an end-to-the-season funeral if in fact, they lose on Sunday. I really believe that. So I hope they win as well. I hope so.
Be more enjoyable.
Be a nice way to head into the holiday versus the alternative.
And then win on Thanksgiving, eating a little turkey with the family, hang out. You like turkey?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't know. Some people don't like turkey.
What kind of question is that? Do I like turkey?
Some people don't like turkey.
Prefer dark meat, but I'll eat white meat. If the turkey's cooked right, the white meat's not dry, you're good there, too.
Dark meat's better.
I agree. Dark meat has more flavor and all that. Totally. I would prefer dark meat. But if the white meat's not dry, which it shouldn't be.
What's your favorite side dish?
Mashed potatoes. You know that. I love mashed
potatoes.
What's
your second favorite?
I
should have known it was mashed potatoes. I wanted to get deeper down the roster than that. I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, mashed potatoes by far. After that,
let's leave rolls out of it. That's not a side.
Okay,
that was
going to be my next.
That's just
answer.
A thing.
That was going to be my next answer.
It's not a side. It's just.
I agree.
It's just a roll. It's
this
its
is
own
where,
category.
I agree.
So this is where I'll get a lot of heat. I don't mess with the cranberry stuff.
Okay.
And I don't. Typically go with like dressing and stuffing. That's not
no
my,
stuffing.
Yeah,
huh?
I know.
Any casseroles? Any green bean or corn casserole? Are those hit the plate?
Like if you tell me my plate.
Yeah, what's on your plate?
I know we're doing this a week early.
We're only here Monday next week.
If you tell me my plate has a bunch of dark meat turkey on it, a huge pile of mashed potatoes
and
gravy, but I'll do it either way. With gravy's great. And a roll, I'm actually pretty happy. And
that's
I'll go back and I'll go back and have a couple more plates of just that.
Not even a single vegetable on this plate?
Potato.
Green vegetable.
I mean, look, I think my parents and the family we're doing Thanksgiving with and everything we're doing, I think there'll be some broccoli. I'll have broccoli on the plate.
Maybe we can do this next year over on the 913. Someone says y'all should do a station Friendsgiving.
Who's hosting it, though?
Hey.
Well, I think we would find a venue to host it at. I'm not, like, inviting all the listeners over to my house for Friendsgiving. And my house isn't
a venue?
Yeah, just like a small venue. Yeah. Potluck style, so you got to bring something.
I can do that.
Maybe you can make the turkey. You deep fried one year.
I did.
For your family?
Not deep fried, smoked.
Oh, smoked.
I put on the Traeger. Hey. I thought it was very good. It was different for sure. I thought it was good. We had multiple options. The thing with Thanksgiving this year is tricky. I don't know how you guys are navigating the football game. Because this was a whole debate in
what
our
time
family.
Is the
game is at 3:30. This was a whole debate.
That's right. When
it's not my choice by any means. Okay, I'm way outnumbered here. Right? No, I explained my point of view. I said, the kickoff is at 3:30. Do you really want people? Because normally, guys, everybody's family's different. We would eat at like 3:30 or 4 normally. Because I have some other family that goes to their in-laws on earlier in the day. And so
we eat that time too. It's the only meal. It's the only holiday in which we eat it like non-food times. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
We all just eat it like 3 o'clock. It's crazy. Okay. So you don't want to eat at that time because that's when the Chiefs game is.
Yeah, but that's what we're going to do. It sounds like I said, can we wait till 6:30 after the game? Everybody's going to be rushing through eating their food and stuff. We're trying to lock into the game.
Could you do 2:30?
Why can't you just eat and watch?
I won't be
football.
Ready by then. I guess
lots of people do that. Why can't you just sit and eat and watch?
That's what I'm going to do. But I'm going to be less likely to keep filling up my plate because I'm going to be locked into the game. Someone says, why do you call it dressing? Well, it depends. Stuffing and dressing are two different things. That's why I mentioned both.
One goes in a turkey.
That's
and
right.
One
Thank
is
you,
out
Cody.
Of it.
Stuffing is cooked inside. The dressing is not. They are two different things.
So you're saying you'll have less servings of your mashed potatoes?
I think
turkey,
I won't enjoy my meal as much because I'm going to be so stressed watching the damn game. Mm. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
That doesn't bother me.
Now, if the Chiefs lose to the Colts on Sunday, then I will not care about the Cowboys game that much.
Yeah. Do you think that stuffing ended up there accidentally? Tripped? Fell? Like the guy earlier in trash?
Jeez. Cody says, you let Kramer sleep in your bed, but you won't have the station over for Thanksgiving.
Well, how many people? Is it like a contest and 10 of you win the chance to come to a Friendsgiving in my house? Like, you want me to limit the number of invitations or do we want to have like a true larger
Someone
Friendsgiving?
Someone says mac and cheese gold. Oh, if there's mac and cheese, I'll eat it. We have there's like a cheesy corn bake. I forgot about that. That'll be on the plate.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Cheesy corn bake.
Someone said, gold, I have an invention for you. It's called a TV tray. Well, typically for Thanksgiving, you eat together at a table, correct?
You. That's right. Yeah. We're not going to all be eating with plates on the couch during the
Or go your separate ways
during
you know,
the game. You
that's
might.
For the leftovers.
In fairness, there's too many.
Not
of
my
us.
House.
There's no.
It's not mine. I can't make that decision.
This is the benefit of the smaller group versus ours. I'll just tell you right now. The tap. I never think of our holidays as being particularly big because it is only siblings, their wives, and their kids. Turns out, siblings, wives, and their kids in our case is 50 people.
Jeez.
Like I don't know if it's that many. Dude, think about it. There's seven of us. Five of us are married.
Yeah.
They all have, and I think I have like
how many turkeys are you guys doing for 50 people?
Just do one really big bird.
For 50?
Well, it's not 50. I was exaggerating. Okay. Like, do the math.
Well, you said 50. So
my grandpa, my mom, and my stepdad, the seven of us, and my sister has remarried, and he has a couple of kids. So, like, let's say 10 kids, all their significant others. Let's just say everyone's got one for the sake of this. That's 20. And then I have 15 to 20 nieces and nephews without adding up the number in my head at this short notice.
Yeah.
It gets close to that.
Someone's asking, are we here next week? On Monday we will be. Yeah, Monday full show. And then Drew will be on Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yep.
So yeah, we'll have each show will be a little different next week. But Monday we're all three on the show.
Now people are just asking, is ham acceptable for Thanksgiving? Sure.
Yes, but I feel
growing up we had both.
I think we can all agree though that ham is better than turkey, but turkey is a must. It feels like it's
Gold
a must
like
on
it.
Thanksgiving.
We cannot all agree on that.
Gold doesn't like ham.
We cannot all agree.
I don't remember when I learned that, but Gold mentioned at some point he doesn't enjoy ham.
Yeah. Nope.
Okay, turkey. Never mind. Yeah, we
but
can
But that's fine. Whatever you like, but I don't know if we all agree.
Well, I thought it was
true. Alexson with this anti turkey stance.
Yeah. I wasn't planning on talking Thanksgiving food today. I figured, you know, I guess we're less than a week away.
It's a little early, admittedly. What's your contribution? Does your sisters make it all, or do you like bring some?
My sister.
You bring some rolls. You bring some Hawaiian rolls.
So
or something?
My sisters and my mom they make it. They make all of it.
Man, lazy. Look at the lazy Gold's
gold. Chilling.
The
gold, lazy gold's locked gold into pregame. Man.
Gold's the locked into pregame. Gold man, Cody, not a single finger will be lifted on Thanksgiving.
They don't want. You want to know the truth? They don't want my dad or me or my brother-in-law's in the kitchen while they're. They don't. You guys go with the nephews and go watch. Go do your. They don't want
What's
us.
The first, they want your ass out.
They want to be able to have their own conversations in the kitchen and stuff like that. Gold, honestly, they don't want. They don't want me messing around in the kitchen.
Cody, Gold will be locked into Packers and Lions at noon before the Chiefs game. You know.
Someone says no brisket, no ribs. No, this is Thanksgiving. This isn't 4th of July. What are we?
We did brisket last year for Christmas.
For brisket and ribs?
For Thanksgiving, I think it's a standard to do turkey or ham for Thanksgiving.
Mac and cheese always. B-Dub was Texas.
I love brisket and ribs. You guys know. Not on Thanksgiving, though. You know?
Remember Copper Pig did our brisket for Christmas last year when I hosted
it. He did. That's true.
It was excellent for what it's worth.
I love a good turkey, man, on Thanksgiving's the best. It's the best.
From 816, now someone's claiming you don't eat ham based on your...
So that's a huge chunk of it. But I eat bacon, but yeah.
So it's not that you can't.
But that's why growing up we didn't have ham very often. But I also, I've had ham before, I don't like the taste of it.
Yeah. But it's also like not something you'd eat in a lot.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely. Both parts of that are true.
A couple people on the text line, man, they don't like ham. Some really do. You know, it's a mixed bag.
All right. Up next.
Man, I was not planning on talking food. Now I'm kind of hungry.
Well, yeah. Let's do the golden locks. Let's get to some golden locks. Also, one crazy trend tied into that for the Chiefs, plus the random question of the day right here on Cody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Being gold. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll get to the random question of the day. We're also a half hour away from a Fan Club Friday. Dana Wright from our sister station, KMBZ, 980 KMBZ, going to join us, or 98.1, I'm sorry, KMBZ. Dana and Parks.
We'll be drinking Ward 8s from our friends over at J. Rieger. Whiskey, grenadine, rye whiskey specifically. Grenadine, lemon juice, orange juice. all served in a glass with no ice. So
no ice.
No ice in this cocktail. It's just served up. It's not in a martini glass. It's in a different kind of glass than that. But.
Not a fan of ice or anything.
Well, you know. Not really.
No? Okay.
Not depending on the drink, you know?
Gotcha. 913-586-7965. That's the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. All right. We didn't get to this because we got off on a whole tire tangent about Thanksgiving food and things like that. But it is time for the Golden Locks.
Just because you love something doesn't mean you're good at it. But Alex Gold and betting on sports?
Pretty, pretty, pretty good.
It's time for Golden Locks.
All right, so Circa Million, we've got our contest we're doing out in Vegas. Cody, you're part of the team on this. Speck is part of it. Rob, Dusty, Bink. We went 3-2 last week. Better than the week before, but as we've been telling you, we're in a spot now where we're kind of stuck in the middle. There's 5,800 entries. We're in 2000? The top 1,300.
Okay, so we're top 30%?
Cody, 4 weeks ago, we were 60th.
I remember. It was fun. It was fun while it lasted. It's been kind of a rough
we've
go.
We've struggled here as of late.
What are some of our selections looking like this week? Have we got enough consensus?
Not everybody has put in their picks yet. Again, we all put in three picks. We end up picking five as a group, but we go off of the three everybody submits.
I decided not to submit picks last week while I was on Oxy. Felt like it might be dangerous.
Could have been better for us. I don't know. We went 3-2. Here is what we have in so far, looks like. Bink has put in Jacksonville -3. The Jags are taking on the Cardinals. I also have that as one of mine for this week. Jags against the Cards. He has Cleveland +4. You also have Cleveland getting 4 points. Dusty also has Cleveland getting 4 points. The Browns are 4-point underdogs against the Raiders. Remember, that is Shedeur Sanders getting the nod against Geno Smith and company. Bink also has Pittsburgh +2.5. You have Pittsburgh +2.5. Rob has Pittsburgh +2.5. It feels like that's three people have it, that means we're using it, I guess. We're going Steelers +2.5 against Chicago in that spot. I've got Kansas City, spoiler. And then Minnesota +6.5 in their game. Cody, you also have Kansas City.
Well.
Dusty has the Rams -7. The Rams are taking on the Bucks on Sunday Night Football, I think that
is. No Bucky Irving, and the Rams have been one of the better teams in the league. Bucks haven't been winning these big games in these big spots lately. Still lead their division. Still salty and tough.
Yeah.
They're saying Godwin could play this week, and so, I don't know, man. 7's a lot to give. We'll see if that one gets through, but it wasn't one of my selections. It's not like I'm perfect.
Yeah. So the only one that I see that somebody has that nobody else has, Dusty's on the opposite side of you, Bink, and Rob on the Pittsburgh game. Promise, three of you have Pittsburgh in that spot, and only one person, Dusty, has Chicago. So I don't think we're going to be using the Chicago bet there. He's been on Chicago the last couple weeks, so they keep winning, man.
He was trying to. Yeah, you know, at some point, you know, you got to switch it up, though. They're not going to win.
Rob's also on the Raiders, which is the opposite of you, Raiders. Dusty, and Bink. Now, Speck hasn't put his picks in yet. Speck, put your picks in. We need to get this submitted. Please.
Rob doesn't believe in Shedeur.
Anything else you love this weekend?
Yeah, so I told you one of my favorite bets is the Jacksonville Jaguars -3 against the Cards. I really like that. I also like the Vikings +6.5. I know we just had the whole J.J. McCarthy discussion. The Packers, especially when Josh Jacobs is either not been available or has not been effective, the Packers have not done well as big favorites this year. They have not covered when they're a favorite of 5 or more, I believe it is. I don't have the trend in front of me. That I talked about on that betting show earlier in the week, which airs Wednesday nights when it's not a holiday. On this station, but the Green Bay Packers have just not been as successful in those spots. In fact, they're 0-6 as a 4-point favorite or more. They're the first team to be 0-6 against the spread or worse in this spot through 11 weeks since 1997. So give me the Vikings to cover, not to win, but to cover.
Okay. Little Golden Locks here on Cody and Gold. Like you said, we'll get to the random question in just a few minutes, but we're on the betting end, and this isn't it's a betting trend, but I think it just speaks to the question we all have.
Yeah.
We all thought the same thing, and I think nationally it's probably even worse. You see the Chiefs lose back-to-back games to playoff teams. You see them go 0-5 against playoff teams this year. You see them struggle against Denver. You see them struggle against the Bills. Not look good, not playing good football, and they're favored against an 8-2 Indianapolis Colts team. Logically, if you're just thinking about it on its surface, it doesn't make sense. But then you told me a trend, and I'm like, maybe they know what the hell they're talking about, and so I'll just let it go.
It's crazy. So there have been 14 instances in the NFL since 1990 where a team is 5-5 or worse. We all know the Chiefs are 5-5. And they were favored in a game against a team that's won 80% or more of their games this late. So in this case, the Colts are 8-2. The 14 times prior to this spot, those teams are 14-0. Straight up, not whether they cover or not. They're just 14-0, 14 wins, zero losses. They also do cover 12 times, push twice. So the Chiefs are the 15th team in that spot, 5-5 or worse, favored against a team that has way more wins than them. Can they make it 15-0? It's pretty crazy. This is not even a Chiefs stat, as you said. This is about there's 14 other times. Like, usually if the books have you as a favorite in this spot, there's been a reason for it.
It also means that it only happens once every 2.5 seasons. Like, it's a pretty rare occurrence.
Yep.
For a team to be 5-5 and for another team to be very good and for a team to be favored. It is not a common occurrence in the NFL since 1990. It is only 14 times up to this point in the last 35 years. So it's not a third of the time, but it's certainly not often that this would take place. And so I heard that and I'm like, part of it is I still think, and this is just the basic thing about the Chiefs. I have not enjoyed watching their football games lately. I understand the things that you're talking about. They are not a bad football team, and I will fight against that. Pretty much anybody who wants to argue the other side, they're not a bad football team, and they are better than their record. It doesn't mean they'll finish better than the record. Lots of teams finished the season 8-8, and they were maybe a 10-win team who blew it. Or not 8-8 anymore, 8-9.
I got you. Yeah.
And they were a 10-win team and then blew it. Lots of teams. The Chiefs weren't a 15-win team last year. They were. Were they as good as 15 wins? Hell no. That was a 12 or 13-win team that just played better. They played better than their record. Right now, the Chiefs are playing worse than their record. And the Colts are playing slightly above because their schedule has not been murderous row, as JMV pointed out, our guest who joined us at 10:30 from Indianapolis. What the simple thing is if you ask me what I think the true records were, if what I think they would be if everything was just like normal, I would say the Chiefs would be 7 wins right now, 7-3. And I would say the Colts would be like 7 or 6.
Yeah, you're saying the Chiefs, instead of being 0-5 in one score games, they'd have 2 of them, maybe.
Uh-huh.
They'd be 2-3 in one score.
So games. I think they'd be 7-3, and the Colts would be either 6-4 or 7-3. So am I surprised the Chiefs are a home favorite? No, I'm not. Because I think if everything just went the normal way.
But you'll agree.
And things don't go the normal way. They don't like owe wins back or anything like that.
Agree, though, if the Chiefs lose on Sunday, though. None of this stuff matters anymore.
No.
When it comes to anything that how we think the team should actually be, they will be a 5-6 football team and under 500 with 6 to go if they lose on Sunday. That is the fact of the matter.
Correct.
Versus, of course, the alternative, which I think people will start talking themselves back into the Chiefs if they were to beat the Colts, because it would be a playoff team win finally. It'd be against a Colts team that had 8 wins, a Colts team that is actually fairly healthy. I know there was the update from Shane Steichen today. Daniel Jones, saying it's actually a fibula injury, but he's good to go. He was a full participant in practice today. Also, Charvarius Ward, yes, the same Charvarius Ward, will make his return.
Fibula sounds more concerning, actually.
Probably a bruise. I was going to say. Yeah. He could have ran in the corner of a table like you do at your house or whatever, and all of a sudden bruised his fibula.
Made it sound like that this has been recurring. Like, this isn't the first time. Maybe they've not been avoiding it, but like, he had maybe said something before. Here's the part.
Yeah.
And I know all the tiebreakers are against him. I've never denied that. And you and I have talked a lot about that this week. You do realize that there's still 42% of the season remaining. So like, to write off the Chiefs at 5-5 and just say, well, this is how they play and this is who they are, at 42% remaining of the season, I'm not going
to
do that.
And that's why I still think they have a chance to do it. But Sunday, just because of those spots,
they have to win.
Is a must win. Yeah.
I will give them 1% chance to make the playoffs if they lose to the Colts on Sunday. Not zero, because I'm not, I don't know, because I said they had to go 6-1, and I guess there's some hypothetical world in which they win their remaining 6 games, although I will no longer be thinking that's even really plausible. So I said 1%. I just refuse to count Patrick Mahomes out 100%, but this game is interesting on Sunday because there are some matchup parts that work for the Chiefs, and Daniel Jones has been turning the ball over and making mistakes, and turnovers can help the Chiefs get a more comfortable win because they're not good at getting the ball away from the other team.
The win probability index stuff says if the Chiefs win, 53% chance to make the playoffs. If they lose, it goes all the way down to 26.
Everybody's. You can find a different site that has them with a 58% chance. But this is NFL Network, NFL.com.
That feels about
currently
right to me.
A 44% chance to make it. If you're wondering, the Texans prior to last night had a 49%
chance. Crazy. The Chiefs haven't even been that bad in the turnover differential this year. They don't take it away, but they don't give it away. They have two absolutely backbreaking penalties this year, and both in the red zone by Patrick Mahomes. Like, I mean, you know, or. And three, actually, because the one to Travis Kelce that kicked off of his damn arms.
True.
So they have three backbreaking red zone turnovers. Two, which are Patrick Mahomes' fault. The one that he threw to Devin Lloyd that went back for the 99 yards. The one last week when he shouldn't have thrown that ball on the sideline and turned it over for Denver, even though it felt like they were going to take some control. And the one that went off Travis Kelce's arms. It's like simple as those things feel like they would make a difference.
Update in Pittsburgh. We were keeping an eye, of course, on them a little bit, just from a standings perspective in the AFC North, where the Steelers are trying to hold off the Baltimore Ravens. Pittsburgh does get Chicago this weekend. Mike Tomlin telling reporters moments ago, according to Adam Schefter, that Aaron Rodgers is questionable for Sunday with that left wrist injury. So they haven't ruled him out yet. He obviously wants to play and is advocating to play. We'll see if it'll be anyway. Mason Rudolph.
Difference.
Cody's like, once you reach that age, Cody's like, you know what? Forget
how many
it.
How many games you got? It's the same feelings I had. I told you last week. My grandpa, who is now back at home,
yeah, well, good.
Had a brief hospital stay because he's 95 years old and was having a little bit of a health hiccup. He's back at home. Great for Bancroft to tap. He, when he was in the hospital, was asked for KC barbecue, and they were at the time still looking at his heart. I'm like, I don't care. Sure, you can have it. 95. Yeah, you want barbecue, my guy? I got you. I'll get you a double plate. I went and got a beef on bun from Gates. Didn't even think about it. You got it. Aaron Rodgers wanted to play with his broken wrist. Let his ass play. He's 42, 43, whatever he is.
He's still got six more games to play in the season. So if it means that he hurts his wrist even more seriously.
They're in a tough spot where if they give up even one game, they've now lost any edge they have on Baltimore. And
the remaining schedule's tough.
Yeah.
It is very, very tough. 15 minutes or so from now, Fan Club Friday, brought to you by Jay Rieger and co. Dana Wright, going to join us in studio. We'll also run a scenario by you that I saw from a current professional athlete that I thought was ridiculous. But first, let's get to it.
Random question.
For you, Gold, for you, Drew, text line 913-586-7965. Of course, the random question today is brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. You can hit up on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. We live stream the show every single day. First off, Drew, do we got beef? Because somebody said, you said your questions were more elegant or highbrow than mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then mocked. And then I heard you use ChatGPT, couldn't even come up with a question. So what the hell happened while I was there?
So this is...
Is that not true?
This is not true that I threw shade at you. That was suggested by the text line.
Okay.
Because I said, we're going to have a deeper question. Let's have a deep question.
It feels like a shot. Feels like a shot. I can't just ask my questions.
Your questions... There's something wrong with your questions. It's just that traditionally they don't hit a... Not a therapy type of level, but a level of
higher intelligence. Is that what you're getting at?
No. I can hear it.
No.
He just don't want to say it in his head.
Somebody basically suggested that the questions that I like to ask are ones that you think about when you're high, basically, was the suggestion from the text line when we asked them.
Okay.
There was one in particular
It was a would you rather... And it was a, would you rather not have any memories of your past start new ones? Or would you rather not have any new memories going forward, but you remembered everything from your past?
And I said, I would rather not have new memories going forward because I know what I would be missing. I understand the excitement of like, hey, you have a bright future. What's ahead of, and you've got your kids in your case and stuff like that. But also, I don't want to lose all the memories that I do know exist. I don't know the future memories. So what is it to me?
I mean, you know that they're going to be some.
But you don't know what they are.
I already had these memories. You know? I had it for 41 years.
So that was the question. I thought it was a good question that he had a week or two ago, Cody, if I must say.
Sure. Interesting. My question does not.
People said more thoughtful and meaningful questions.
Shut up, text line. I don't need any of your crap today. My question actually is a little more. Oh. Wow, look at this.
We'll be the judge.
Okay. Relationship-based question for you in the future or for Drew now or me now.
Okay.
Very simple question. If you would you choose, if you could, to selectively listen to your partner's thoughts at any time you wish, but And so it's not just on all the time. You get to choose when you're listening or all that stuff. But they have the same ability to do it back to you. So you get the ability to look inside their brain and know what they're thinking at any particular time. But at any particular time, they can do the exact same thing to your brain or just leave it the way it is, status quo.
This seems way too risky. No. No.
You don't want them thinking.
No.
You don't want to know what you're thinking.
I don't know how your answer wouldn't be no as well. You're the married man on the show, like of the two of us here at least. But like, I think absolutely.
In a marriage though, I could be like, hey, don't look into my brain unless I say it's cool, you know? You might be able to
I don't think anybody wants somebody else to like know what they're thinking.
I do really I really like this question because
I
think it's a fun hypothetical to play. I can understand why Gold you would be absolutely against this because any date you would go on, it would this is the scenario. Like forget like anything else. When if you're on a date and you're like, you know what, I wonder what they're thinking. They can do the same to you.
Yeah.
And it can just throw off the whole vibe of everything. I can understand why it's very risky.
Why
from
would
a,
you like
a first date scenario?
You
especially,
might, you may want to say, "Oh, you'd love to know what your wife is thinking, Cody." But do you really want her knowing what you're thinking when you're upset or whatever? Or like, you know, do you really want that? Or like, she makes dinner or something, and you're like,
she's gonna look into my brain every time she makes dinner.
Well, and she know, and Cody deep down possibly? Is saying, "Oh, this food sucks" or whatever, and she's like, "I know what you're thinking. Don't say it."
I actually don't think it'd be that bad.
To get called out then, at that point.
Yeah, I think
you're setting yourself
up. I think you're only setting yourself up a couple times a year. You know, when you're thinking something, you're like, when you're in a darker place, I guess, for the short period of time. But maybe that would lead to more meaningful, deep conversations, Drew.
I agree.
Maybe instead of avoiding a difficult conversation, maybe you'd have more of those difficult chats.
I do agree that I think it would cause for more conversation on that side of things. Also, though, I do. Some things are not that it's not good to know what people are thinking, but other times, sometimes it's just better off if you just let it be, you know?
Yeah. Somebody says this is the exact same question as looking through someone's phone. I'll be honest. My wife knows my password. I don't care if she looked at my phone.
I actually think the phone is different. I think the phone would get you in less trouble. I think just the thought in your head you're annoyed with something she did or whatever, way more likely to cause a problem than anything like on your phone. I mean,
What's
funny is like for the serious conversations, the one where like, you're worried about those things. I think it actually might strengthen your relationship, genuinely. I think the ones that would concern are the times when you think of stuff when, like, anybody ever drive, and then they're like, man, what would happen if I ran my car right into this other one? What? Anybody ever think stuff like
that? You've brought this up before, and that's a bad thought to keep having. This is the third time on the show you've brought up that you think while you're driving about ramming it into the concrete barrier. That's not a good thought, Cody.
That's not a good thought at all. Sometimes if I'm driving, I'm like, what would happen if my car hit this and then flipped over a bunch? Like, I think that kind of stuff. I think she'd be like, what the hell's wrong with this person?
Well, yeah.
Or like, I think that part would get me.
I can relate to you a little bit, Cody.
What
however,
would happen if I actually sawed off my foot? If I'm like working with a saw or something, I might think that kind of thing.
Oh no, I've thought about, you know, and as far as the lawnmower is concerned, I'm mowing grass. What happens if, cause you see the warning down there, what happens if the blade, what happens if like my toe gets cut off or something like that? Yeah. There's been times that I've thought about that.
So says Cody, though, when you're thinking about something else during sex, it's going to be a problem.
That would be really tough. I think it's a relationship. You just have to agree. That's a out of the brain situation. Hey, man, we got to agree.
You're trying to add too many rules for your question, though.
Why couldn't it be good? What if they were thinking, I wish they do this? Why is that a bad thing?
No, it could help.
I don't think that's what the texters.
Cody, particularly, I think for you and I, it's different than if you're a single person. Like for Gold,
that's a tough one.
In this moment,
you don't want anybody to write in that situation.
Yeah, I think it could hurt. Gold more than it could us, I suppose. But yeah, I think you would have to come to some sort of an agreement, Cody, like what you're saying, where
a couple of off moments.
Yeah, we are all, this is off limits, yes.
Tough. Somebody says you should see someone, Cody.
Well, that's been established. That's been established.
I thought everybody kind of did what Cody was talking about, where you randomly think of moments where it's like, you know what if this happened? And it sounds crazy, but brain just kind of floats.
I've also been having
direction.
A weird week of like super vivid dreams that I wake up and it's like a movie when I woke up.
Really?
So I don't know. I'm broken.
About what?
Oh, this last one was like, I was the lead investor. I swear to God, this was what the dream was about a couple nights ago. I, for whatever reason, was in an elementary school during a rapture type event in which a bunch of people disappeared. And I was then put in charge as the lead investigator to figure out what happened.
What?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
Brains are crazy.
Someone says, Cody, I'm an Amazon driver. I have those thoughts too.
Okay. Intrusive thoughts. Yes, you're letting your intrusive thoughts.
Yes. But Cody was just painting
reading your mind.
Cody's
that moment,
painting
you know?
A pretty bleak picture.
Mm-hmm. I will say the intrusive thoughts that you have are evidently extreme at times. It sounds
someone
like
someone says you want your wife finding out though when you're thinking you're in public, you're walking past someone that might be very attractive. Do you want that thought immediately being seen to her?
You're telling yourself, don't turn around, like the meme or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone drew who has lost part of their total mower, it is not as great as it sounds.
Well,
man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not as great as it sounds. We've given Drew the warning on the mowing with the shoes.
I have learned, in fairness, I have not mowed my grass. I don't have any grass to mow. I haven't mowed any grass, including my parents, since I moved here to Kansas City. So now maybe this is something where you guys and everybody coming after me a little bit, I will now always be wearing shoes.
And of course, Drew is back from a couple days. He told us early in the show. He got in a pretty bad wreck.
By the way, you using that car reference, so I know what if I slammed into this other car just a few minutes ago?
That's my bad.
Bad
You're
timing.
Giving him PTSD over here. This guy was in a pretty serious wreck. That's why he was gone the last couple days.
I'm glad you're okay, other than you're sore.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just really sore.
Is it your back, or what's the worst part right now?
It's my side, like ribs? My oblique and ribs are very sore on my right side. But I did have a little like PTSD moment, I guess, if you will, on Tuesday. The night of it, like I couldn't go to sleep, and I was like, oh, I got to distract myself because I kept on kind of.
Well, that was the day of the accident. Yeah,
replaying everything. So, but yeah, I'm very, very thankful that it is just some bruising and that's and soreness. It's nothing else.
Do you see this entire breakdown from the text line of this feeling? From the 816? That experience is commonly referred to as a call to the void.
Is this a
from
psychiatrist
the French,
texting in?
The vide, or more broadly, is an intrusive thought to the fleeting urge to do something dangerous.
Like swerving into traffic, even though you have no intention of acting on them.
Okay.
That person gave a whole psychological
breakdown. I wonder, is this a psychiatrist that's texting in?
These are the questions that we need more. These are the ones, Cody.
Someone also is convinced your dreams right now. Are you still on your pain medicine from the surgery?
I haven't had any in a week.
Okay.
I took my last pain pill last Friday, so.
Okay.
I don't know. Other than like an occasional ibuprofen, I don't, you know.
Your recovery's been good, though?
Yeah, yeah. I haven't taken one of those. They only gave me 10 of those anyway. It's not like those are going to last forever.
Oh, yeah.
Cody said he has some left over, Drew.
I got 3. Actually, I should have brought them in for Drew.
That's not what...
It's not super legal, is it?
Not legal.
No.
Not legal to do that.
Yeah. I meant for him to look at.
For sure.
Not to take off, you know?
Someone says, was Drew shirtless looking at himself?
I was not, no.
You mirror.
I was not.
Oh, my goodness.
I was not.
That's not what happened, unfortunately. Or fortunately, I don't know, either way.
All right, let's get a drink.
Yeah, up next.
I've been taking Tylenol. Am I able to have a drink still, you know?
Tylenol? Like yeah, you're good on that.
You can. The label will say you're not supposed to have excessive alcohol consumption or whatever while taking the medicine, but...
It's usually for the harder stuff.
I think... What... One drink, I think you'll be all right. For one Tylenol, I think you'll be good. All right, up next, let's get to Fan Club Friday. Dana Wright is going to join us. We'll find out why she missed last week. She's got quite the story, I am being told. And we'll also get to a hypothetical that exists from a professional athlete about going out to dinner.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.